Nolte, no bounce for Kamala, Trump still up 4 with leaners included, 52-48%. By John Nolte on July 30, 2024. Despite nearly a full week of billions of dollars in corporate media propaganda, Kakalee McNever Borders R is not polling any better than Hunter's dad had been. In last month's Harvard-Harris poll, former President Trump topped his fraudulency Joe Biden 52-48% when leaners were included. In this month's Harvard-Harris poll, former President Trump tops her vice fraudulency Kamala Harris 52-48% when leaners are included. The poll of 2,196 registered voters was taken from Friday, July 26, to Sunday, July 28, so it came after 5 full days of the corporate media shamelessly tooling Kamala's candidacy into Obama 2.0. Well, there's a big difference between Barry Obama and Kamala Harris. Barry had no real record. People could project into him whatever they wanted. He spoke in anodyne generalities. He also ran against a feckless John McCain. Kamala has been vice president for 3.5 disastrous years and doesn't speak in anodyne generalities. From her, we either get a dingbat word salad or very specific far-left proposals about opening the border, banning fracking, and defunding the police. The corporate media will do what it can to erase her past and are already trying. But Republican nominee Donald Trump is no John McCain and his running mate, Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., isn't, either. It also seems safe to say that the best week of Kamala's campaign is in the rearview. She cannot continue to hide from interviews, and Team Trump has started rolling out ads. Nevertheless, even after and during the best week she'll ever have, when leaners are included, she's still not polling better than Biden did after his debate with Trump exposed his mental frailty to the whole wide world. Without leaners, Harris does improve compared to Biden last month. Last month, Hunter's dad was down 7. This month, again, without leaners, Kakalee McNever Borders R is only down 3, 48-45%. When Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is added to the race, Trump still leads by 3, 45-42%. Adding leaners and it's still a 3-point lead for Trump, 47-44%. Again, Harris is down 3, but Biden was down 8 last month. What should worry Democrats is that Trump is now polling consistently over 50%, which is the whole ball game in politics. What's more, this overall rise in Trump's ceiling is now at a level we did not see in 2016 or 2020. Currently, the Wall Street Journal has Trump at 49%. Forbes/Harris has him at 51%. Rasmussen 51%, CNN 49%, and Quinnipiac 49%. On the Real Clear Politics average poll of national polls, Trump sits at 48.1% to Kamala's 46.2%. That 48.1% is significant. In 2016, Trump's national polling never averaged any higher than 45.6% nationally. Same with 2020. Since Biden dropped out of the race on July 21, there have been 9 national polls released. Harris has only led in 2 of those 9. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.